Welcome to The Wrap, a weekly podcast covering women's sports news. Bez, what have we got around the grounds this week?
A-League women become the most attended season of any women's sport in Australia ever.
Ever.
Super Netball is back. Plus, Run the City to Surf with us to support the Raise Foundation.
For the key story, we'll chat about the campaign that's looking to save Canberra United, which is one of the teams in the A-League women's that is in a bit of need of help. Great sentence. My name's Chloe Dalton. I'm joined every week on the show by my co-host, Bez. We're recording on Gadigal land. Let's take a look around the grounds.
In football, it's finals time in the A-League and the Newcastle Jets finally won a final. Jets hadn't had any success in finals in the 16 years they've been in the comp.
That's a long time.
That is a long time, but that all changed in a 4-2 extra time win over Western United on Saturday. It was all locked up at 2-2 after an entertaining 90 minutes, and it's safe to say extra time belonged to Newcastle. Melina Ayres scored her 36th career goal in extra time after coming off the bench. 9 of those career goals have come in finals.
So she's clutch.
She is clutch, and they were with her previous clubs, Melbourne City and the Victory. She definitely loves a bit of pressure. In the second elimination final, nothing could separate the Central Coast Mariners and Melbourne Victory over a long 120 minutes that finished at 0-0.
It's a long time.
2 hours. But upstep Mariners keeper and penalty shootout expert Casey Dumont. Dumont was a Victory legend before leaving to try her hand at AFLW last season.
She did have a crack.
She then joined the Mariners this year and has not looked back. She saved 2 Victory penalties and, I love this, stepped up to convert one of her own in the 4-2 shootout win.
Here for it. And in some more epic Tilly's legacy news, the A-League confirmed after the weekend's matches that this season became the most attended season of any women's sport in Australia ever.
So good.
It's pretty cool. Bit sad because it took over AFLW in 2023. It took AFLW's record, but that's fine. We'll take it. We'll just have to try and fight back in 2024.
Part of it is they do now play an amazing 22-round competition.
Yep, here for it.
What a treat.
Still plenty of weeks. 3 weeks of finals to come, so they will keep upping that number for sure.
In tennis, the Aussie Billie Jean King Cup team, led by captain Sam Stosur, became the first of 8 nations from the qualifiers to book their place at November's Billie Jean King Cup finals in Seville. They dominated Mexico in a 4-0 win, and it was debutante Taylor Preston who sealed the deal when she defeated Marcela Zacharias 6-1, 6-1 at Pat Rafter Arena in Brisbane. Arina Rodinova and Daria Saville also won their ties, and Saville teamed up with Ellen Perez to take out the doubles. There was some pretty devastating news for the team on the eve of the event, with Storm Hunter rupturing her Achilles tendon during a practice session.
That's just devastating.
On the Thursday.
That's devastating.
The injury means that she'll more than likely miss out on the finals and, of course, also the Paris Olympics, which come before that, which is,
oh gosh,
really rough for Storm, sending healing vibes.
In some more football news, the Tillies had a solid win last week against Mexico in Texas. Hayley Razzo opened up the scoring early, burying a shot from the edge of the box after just 9 minutes. Caitlin Ford doubled the advantage in the second half when she cut in from the left and curled a screamer into the net. Coach Tony Gustafsson told media after the game, the challenge was just what they were looking for. Their commitment, pressing, their tactical awareness, we know they're good 1v1 with Jules. They're good 1v1 attacking. We said before the game that we really wanted to test our limits tonight. We know Germany is going to come flying at us with pressing. We know the US is going to come flying at us with pressing. We said, let's test our limits. The next step towards Olympic gold will be back on home soil with 2 friendlies against China, set for May 31st in Adelaide and June the 3rd in Sydney.
I love that they picked an opponent that's going to play a similar style of football to their pool opponents in the Olympics.
Very clever.
Very clever. They were very pressy. In netball, the Suncorp Super Netball is back.
How good.
So good. And the Melbourne Vixens nabbed the first derby bragging rights when they beat the newcomers, the Mavericks, 68-61. There were multiple momentum swings, but the experience of the Vixens won through in the end. Sophie Garbin was excellent for the Vixens and relished her time in the goal shooter bib after spending most of last season at goal attack. The West Coast Fever were very, very, very impressive against the Giants in the opening match.
Very, very, very.
Yeah. They always looked in control in their 19-goal win.
Ouch.
84-65. Janelle Fowler-Nembhard. Now, she might have a new addition to her name after getting married in the off-season. But it's the same dominant performance on the court. The Fever Shooter finished with 64 goals from 64 attempts.
100%.
She's a shooting freak.
That's so impressive. In athletics, the Australian Athletics Championship saw some red hot performances last week. None better than the 800 metres. This was a highly anticipated race. My fingers were tingling.
On the piano.
On the piano, apparently. Teenage sensation Claudia Hollingsworth ran a lightning fast 1:58.40 to set a new Australian under 20 record and take home the title. Almost more impressive than the time was the field that she actually beat Bez. There were four runners who broke the 2-minute barrier. Hollingsworth beat World Championship semi-finalists Abby Caldwell, Olympian Bendiri Aboya, and Australian record holder Katrina Bissett.
And they all ran under 2 minutes.
That is a stacked lineup, isn't it?
So good.
Nicola Olislagers and Eleanor Pattersons are both world champions and pushing each other all the way to Paris. Olislagers got the chocolates in Adelaide with a 2.01 meter clearance and a new championship record. She then attempted a huge 2.06 meters but couldn't quite clear the bar. It would have been a massive PB for the Olympic silver medalists.
Again, just that there's this group of women that are pushing each other. Like, we've obviously got that middle distance running. It's so strong. We spoke about the marathon last week, the high jumpers. It's great.
Mackenzie Little in the javelin is killing it.
Yeah.
How good.
So good. In rugby union, it was the final round of Super Rugby W, and there was a pretty big upset when the Melbourne Rebels secured only their second win in their 6-year history when they shocked second place Fijian Drua on Saturday night, 34-21. Skipper Ash Masters was again huge for the Rebels, and the Drua paid for too many errors that cost them at really crucial times. The Western Force hung on for a really tight 38-36 win over the ACT Brumbies. That was also on Saturday. The Force will head into their first finals match this weekend on the back of that win and with some confidence that they can knock off the Drua, who look to be struggling a bit at the moment.
Yes, they do.
On Friday night, the New South Wales Waratahs survived a scare from a fired-up Queensland Reds team and kept their undefeated season alive with a 34-19 victory. So it's now finals time, which is very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I'd like to have played for another couple of weeks, but here we are. And we have first place New South Wales Waratahs hosting fourth place ACT Brumbies, and the second place Fijian Drua will host the Western Force in Fiji. And it's win and you're in.
Win and you're in.
Win and you're in the big dance. Just a quick one. We'll talk about it in What to Watch. But if you're in Sydney, get along to Allianz on Friday night. It's going to be an amazing match. And, yeah, really stoked to be playing a standalone at Allianz Stadium.
How good.
It's really cool.
Get there. We'll see you there. In basketball, Ezzy Magbegor has been selected in the All-EuroLeague Women first team after a huge season for a club with a lot of letters, ZVZ USK Praha. She finished runner-up in the Defensive Player of the Year voting and led the league in blocks with 2.4 blocks per game and was third in the league with 8.1 rebounds per game. Hey, a little one to finish our Around the Grounds with. We've actually partnered with the Raise Foundation for the City to Surf that's coming up later this year.
Are you running it?
It's going to be like right before we start our season. So I don't imagine my strength and conditioning coach is going to be that keen on me
that's
running 4Ks.
Convenient.
Will you be there though?
No, absolutely not. I run for a bus every now and then. That's about it.
This is a call out to all our TFAP followers, listeners. And we know there's lots of run clubs these days. It's a real thing. It's very popular. So if you want to pair a bit of a passion for running to support a good cause, so every dollar raised will go towards helping change the lives of struggling young people. Raise will provide these young people with 6 months of one-on-one mentoring, which has proven to give them the skills they need to live life well, which is really cool. So I'll put a link in the show notes to give you a bit more info about how you can run the City to Surf and partner with Raise and TFAP to raise some good funds for a good cause.
Raise, it is an amazing, in all jokes aside, it's a really cool cause. And if you are one of those people that enjoy running for long periods of time, get around it.
Yeah, good. Let's take a look at the key story.
So Canberra United Football Club have been a part of the National League for 16 years and have helped produce players and Matildas such as Michelle Heyman, Hayley Razzo, Ellie Carpenter. The list goes on. But news out of the nation's capital is not great, with financial issues meaning this season might just have been their last. The team is run by Capital Football, who are responsible for grassroots football and the A-League women's team, and they're the only standalone team in the league. So every other team in the A-League have a men and women's program that run side by side that are all privately owned.
Mm-hmm. So Capital Football, the owners, they have said they've invested more than $2.5 million in Canberra United across the past two seasons and has doubled the club's annual budget since 2021 to 22 in line with the increase in matches for the club. As we said earlier, Bez, a lot of matches, which is great, which is also a bigger investment required from those clubs. That investment is not enough to run the program into the future and ensure the survival of the team. A Save Canberra United online fundraiser has been launched and is being led by former Matilda Sue Reid. Reid says that the club is chronically underfunded and have survived up to now on the back of people doing jobs for free or very little payment. The campaign has raised over $70,000 and is aiming to raise $300,000 to help cover coaching and support staff, training facilities, uniforms, performance support, accommodation, meals, nutrition, and transport for next season.
Interestingly, the group has highlighted that there's a massive difference in investment from the ACT government between sports. The ACT government included $250,000 in the recent budget for Canberra United and offered a 50% payment in advance of the agreement to help with upfront running costs, I guess to help guarantee the survival of the club.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast, though, it's been reported that the ACT government currently spends around $2.85 million a year in a deal to bring the GWS Giants to the Capital for three or four games a season.
I don't know that club.
No, never heard of them. Sue Reid has spoken to this disparity, telling Channel 7, "Our players run, they play, they stay back after every game and connect with the community. They go to schools, they run coaching clinics, all for free to give to the community. So when we invest in women's sport, you're not just investing in sport." I think, you know, we talk about the, you know, comparison a lot, and it's not necessarily always the greatest thing to discuss. But in this case, I think when we look at the ACT government's investment in this club versus what they invest in a GWS Giants, it's really important. And we're not saying that the GWS Giants shouldn't be getting the $2.85 million. As you said, they sold out Manuka Oval on the weekend. There's definitely a connection there between Canberra and the GWS Giants. What we're saying is, and we've said it time and time again, there's enough pie for everyone. Like, make a bigger pie. You know, the $2.85 million for the Giants is great, but $250,000 for a local club that is providing a pathway for your young women and giving back to the community time and time again and playing a 22-season competition, it's not enough. You need to find more pie.
Find more pie. And I think the fact that this is happening around the same time as the data that's come out about it being the most attended season of all time, like the data's there to show that if the right investment is made, you're going to get results from it.
The most attended season. And I think, you know, it vies with netball every year for like the most played sport as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you're talking about a massive, we talked about the New South Wales increase in numbers, but huge increases in participation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a no-brainer to invest in this. And once again, Sue Reid is doing an amazing job with this fundraising piece. We'll definitely put a link in there if you want to get involved in that. But I just, whilst I support it and I think it's amazing, it gets tiring that we have to carry this load ourselves over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at what to watch. The WNBA draft is here. We said that last week, Bez. It's not that far away, and here it is.
Turns out we were right.
There has not been as much buzz about a draft for a really long time. Caitlin Clark is sure to go number one.
Imagine if she didn't.
I kind of was thinking about that this morning. Like, imagine if Indiana Fever were like,
"Nah, jokes. We're going to have Cameron Brink, thanks."
After like selling tickets for $800 a pop.
Another stat. Clarkonomics, I think Indiana Fever had one primetime game last season. They've got 23 scheduled for this season.
So good. So good. See, broadcasters making decisions that make sense. Would you believe it? The top, but the picks after that are kind of anyone's guess. There's a lot of predictions around, but there's some serious, serious talent. Our very own Aussie, Nadia Poch, is predicted to be selected in the top 15, which is pretty exciting.
So cool.
You can watch live on ESPN via Fox Sports from 9:30 a.m. Tuesday today.
Today, how good. The Super Rugby W semifinals are both on Friday. The Fijian Drill will host the Western Force in Suva, Fiji. That kickoff will be 2:35 p.m. Another long trip for the Force, the poor buggers. And the mighty New South Wales Waratahs will be home alone on Friday. You like the home alone call?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm going to do a little Macaulay Culkin splice.
That's good. We need to make that happen.
Okay, home alone on Friday against the ACT Brumbies. The Tars will be looking to get as many fans as possible to Allianz Stadium for the 5:45 p.m. kickoff. School holidays, get the kids out there. As we said, first standalone fixture at that venue. Big shout out to the New South Wales Waratahs organisation for investing in our program and getting us on that field because it wasn't cheap, but they made it work and it's fantastic.
Love that.
So get your tail blue on and come and cheer loudly for the girls.
It's an Olympic year and we're getting excited. This week is swimming's turn with the Australian Open Championships to be held at the Gold Coast Aquatic Centre between April 17 and 20. Catch all the action live on the Nine Network.
And in the A-League, we move to the semi-finals, which are two legs. Two legs.
I've got two legs.
Yeah. One at each home ground. Do you have one at each home ground? Because that would be tricky.
That's hard.
The Newcastle Jets will host Premiers Melbourne City on Sunday at 3 p.m. with the return leg in Melbourne on Sunday the 28th. Sydney FC will travel up the highway to take on the Central Coast Mariners in the second semi-final, which also kicks off on Sunday at 5:45 p.m. So a bit of back-to-back viewing there on Sunday, mm-hmm. Arvo. Sydney will host the second leg the following weekend on Saturday, the April 27th at Leichhardt Oval. So make sure, as you said, broken records, keep breaking the records, people. Get along to a game, or if you can't, 10 play in Paramount Plus will have all your needs sorted.
My hamstrings are too tight to have two legs in home grounds. That's the wrap.
They are very long, though. Goodbye.
I'm excited to watch the WNBA draft.
Good.
See you probably on your couch tomorrow morning, the day of the release. Goodbye.